with Bookbeat, I'm Don Swain. John Fowles is the complex English writer who brought us The Collector, The French Lieutenant's Woman, and most recently, A Maggot. Born in 1926, 30 miles from London near the mouth of the Thames River, Fowles and his family were forced to flee their home during World War II because of heavy Nazi air raids. After preparatory school, Fowles served 2 years in the Royal Marines and hated it.
Useless ceremonial, endless spit and polish, sergeants bullying recruits, and I didn't take to that at all.
After the military, John Fowles studied French at Oxford, later taught in France, and then was offered a good teaching post at a famous English school. At the same time, he was offered a job at a second-rate college in Greece.
I chose the bad job with no future. But that was because then I knew I wanted to write, and for a writer, if you have to choose between a good teaching post and a bad teaching post, I think you choose the bad one, because that gives you more time to do your own thing, writing.
John Fowles made good use of the Greek locales he encountered for a book that became his second published novel, The Magus. But writing The Magus did not come easily, so he turned to something else.
You're stuck with the book you're on. You break away and start another book, or even finish another book. And then you come back to the one you've dropped.
In 1 month, John Fowles wrote a novel that turned out to be The Collector.
Its success came as a shock to me, because I'm always pessimistic about my own books.
The Collector, widely and incorrectly perceived as a thriller, is the story of a nondescript government clerk who kidnaps a young woman to whom he is drawn in much the same way as a butterfly collector is attracted to a rare and beautiful insect. John Fowles' newest novel, A Maggot, is set in England in 1736 and describes the imaginary events leading to the birth of Anne Lee, the woman who brought the Shaker religion to America. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. English writer John Fowles admits that as a title, his latest novel, A Maggot, is not a publisher's dream. First published in 1985, it's now out in paperback. John Fowles says the original working title was 1736, the year in which the story is set. But then he decided he wanted a title somewhat more quirky. Fowles says the term maggot meant something far different in days past.
In the 18th century, it didn't have any kind of insect sense. It had the sense of a quirk, something that, you know, that's a kind of little obsession with you. And it had a musical sense, too. It meant a small dance that obsessed somebody. And so they wrote a little air, and it was usually called Mr. So-and-so's Maggot or Mistress So-and-so's Maggot.
John Fowles says A Maggot is not a historical novel, but is true to the language and flavor of the 18th century. It focuses on the woman who gave birth to Anne Lee, who later exported the Shaker religion to America. John Fowles admits he has left a lot of questions unanswered in A Maggot.
I don't explain many things, and this I know is very wicked in America, not to explain clearly what you mean your story to say, but this really is part of my theory of the novel, that the reader really has an enormous part to play, and therefore you can leave gaps, which it's for the reader to fill in a way.
John Fowles describes himself as an introverted man who is shy and often tongue-tied.
I hate getting into arguments, because I know the other chap will always be much more eloquent and rational.
So John Fowles prefers to deal in symbols, the 26 characters that he shifts about on a typewriter. The combination of those characters has led to such books as The Collector, The French Lieutenant's Woman, and A Maggot. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Novelist John Fowles' strong-held opinions are often disguised by a soft-spoken manner, his love of nature, and the quality of his art. He is the author of such books as The Collector, The French Lieutenant's Woman, and his newest, A Maggot. John Fowles believes that one's success in the arts is genetic, that art cannot be learned, which is why he says courses in painting and creative writing are useless.
I don't like really thinking of art as a kind of way of becoming famous or celebrated. I mean, that sort of, in every artist, of course, there's a dream. I shall be Rembrandt, I shall be Mozart, and all the rest of it. And but this kind of worries me, because I think it produces rather futile vanities and neuroses in the people doing the art.
Fowles says that failed artists are often angry and hurt that their work is not better received.
They'll blame anyone, of course. You know, if only I had a better agent and I've got the wrong publisher and so on. And I don't believe all of that.
At the same time, John Fowles says that, like life, art is an activity that is unfair.
Many very evil human beings have been extremely good artists, unfortunately. So there's no kind of moral justification for becoming a successful artist. You can be an absolute swine, a pig, as a human being, and be an extremely successful artist.
John Fowles lives in the small English community of Lyme Regis, the setting for his novel, The French Lieutenant's Woman. There he divides his time between writing and serving as honorary curator of a small local history museum. In 1985, Little Brown published his novel, A Maggot. It's now out in paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.